It's 10 minutes to 9 o'clock here on 2SCR Breakfast. And just before, we had Father Chris Riley on the line. He is the founder of Youth Off the Streets, to have a bit of a chat. We have got him back on the line. It would be a boring day if technology worked exactly how we wanted it to, wouldn't it? But he joins us back on the line now. Morning, Father Chris.
Good morning, Jess.
So could you tell us a little bit about the history of Youth Off the Streets and how you started the charity?
Yeah, well, I watched the Boys Town movie when I was 15 years of age and decided then that I would be dealing with kids who weren't wanted by other people. So my first appointment was to Boys Town as a young brother, then as principal in 1986. But at that time, I also discovered there were hundreds of very violent, I guess, street kids that I clicked really well with. And so after advocating, I was able to leave Boys Town at 1991 and set up Youth Off the Streets at that time, because I felt I could really work with this group of kids that no one else wanted anything to do with.
And in your experience, what is the biggest causes, do you think, of youth homelessness?
Certainly in the beginning days, I could say without any threat that 100% of the girls I would work with and 90% of the boys I would work with had been sexually assaulted at home and went to the streets because they couldn't put up with the pain and the abuse at home. Drug addiction was a big thing at that time, heroin in particular. That's all changed, though, so we're only very small in the inner city of Sydney because there's hardly any kids in there now. And we're in the suburbs from Victoria up to Queensland at the moment, which is pretty amazing, I have to say.
And it's some absolutely brilliant, brilliant work that you do. Have you ever considered, expanding the charity out to work with homeless adults or elderly people?
No, my order has been committed, and I took the vows to work with the poor and abandoned young people. That's our focus, is always on young people. And there's very few services for young people compared to the elderly or adults, because young people can be very, very difficult to deal with, and I'm happy to deal with that sort of behaviour and push through until we have a breakthrough.
And you did mention as well that you've expanded Youth Off the Streets, 6 different countries. It's really some absolutely amazing work. What are some of the successes you've had overseas?
I guess the best thing we've done is our schools, because you can actually measure outcomes through schools, whether they've got their HSC or got their Year 10 certificate. And we have 7 schools at the moment, due to have 9 by next year, although the government's just asked me for $800,000 back in grants because they're changing their focus. Good luck to them of getting that money back, but they're certainly turning on the most vulnerable who don't have a voice, and so I'm warning them, I'm becoming the voice of these kids once again, and you cannot turn your back on these guys. It will reap incredible negative behaviours into the future if we don't assess these kids and give them access to education.
And do you think that is one of the major ways forward, access to education?
Absolutely. It's really... And I'm a teacher, so I've been teaching Year 11 and 12 English for the last 45 years. So I know the school system really well, and we know the longer you keep the kids in school, the better the outcomes. And as Freud says, if you have love and work in your life, then your life is balanced. What we're doing is giving kids a chance to do, through an RTO or through education, a way to educate them so that they can get their lives back on track. And We just are driven in our political system by, big headlines rather than looking at strategies that are research and evidence-based. And I just get really confused that a government can come out, send us a letter without any discussion, breaching a contract, saying we want $800,000 back on what we've given you to educate our kids. That will mean that Logan, which is one of the hotspots in Queensland, and Hunter Valley, where the highest number of kids who beat their mothers is the highest in the country. So kids going up to their mother saying, "Give me drugs, money for drugs. If you don't, I'm going to beat you." We're needing those areas, and government is not achieving that in those areas. So the fight's on at the moment. You're the first person to hear about this fight, to be honest.
Yeah, and if you don't mind me asking, what I suppose is the logic behind them asking for the money back?
It's all money, basically. They basically say, you have to meet certain criteria, whether, you know, show that the kid has either got ADD or ADHD, whether they're depressed and all that sort of stuff. And what I'm saying to them is all our kids meet all those demands, but most importantly, you as a government cannot place these kids into one of your schools, so they're not eligible for schools because of their behaviour, so they need us, basically. I'm not stepping back from this. I'm just tired of government playing their silly games on the formula. So the formula we were given government funding on, they've rejigged that and come up with a different formula, but also saying, okay, we're not honouring what happened before, we're going to take your money, and good luck with that.
Is there anything that we can do to help, that people can help out?
I think we just need to give governments, I need a voice. So if it's public, private schools, the elite private schools have thousands of parents' voices. Our kids have no voice except ours or mine. And so if people can just give their government, become the voice of the kids who have no voice, like, that's really important to give your government messages that these kids need to be supported. No one else is looking after them. And in terms of better outcomes long term, it is better that they actually turn up and go to school.
Well, it's some amazing work you do. And we'll keep chatting to you about any updates in the situation happening at the moment. But Father Chris, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks a lot.